Hello again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 206, in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format used with the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. And today, the vigorous battles waged by civic and governmental units to rid the areas of unsightly junk cars. Throughout my younger years, any road you traveled in the Appalachian Mountains was dotted with junk cars, usually left to rust and gather vermin in the front yard of the home, directly on the highway. Junk cars were more common in poverty-ridden Appalachia than old washing machines and refrigerators left on the front porch. There were no local laws back then covering junk cars, and the state laws were very broad. When Bill Prim was appointed to the county commission to succeed M.K. Sinclair back in 1971, he carried with him into office a strong desire to work for the cleanup of roadside trash dumping and removal of junk cars from the county. Bill's timing was right, because as early as April 1972, the Times News started running pictures of the most garish trash sites observed along local highways, pictures of illegal dumping on Old Airport Road, Highland Lake Road, and in Big Willow. Bill was able to arouse the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce and the Hendersonville Board of Realtors to join in the campaign. And in July, R.A. Stenson, chairman of the County Planning Board, petitioned the county for removal of a junkyard on U.S. 25 at Hillgirt, and emphasized that his resolution carried the support of both the Chamber of Commerce and the Board of Realtors. Next to act was the Grimesdale Homeowners Association, and they were particularly concerned that the junkyard at Hillgirt was operating on highway and railroad rights-of-way. In 1972, Prim was named vice chairman of the Region B unit of the Appalachian Regional Commission, and the fight was then carried to this federal agency, in that the problem prevailed in all of Appalachia. L.D. High, director of Region B, announced that Henderson County was one of 13 counties in two states to be included for a study to develop a pilot plan for junk car removal. An allocation of $87,000 was made by the Appalachian Commission for the study, which would be headquartered, and I don't know why, in Greenville, South Carolina, and would be headed by former newspaper man Hal Zorn. Prim wasn't happy with the way the Appalachian group was dragging its feet, and he proposed to the commission in September that the county proceed to enact its own ordinance, which could be later amended to be in compliance with the regional ordinance. In the meantime, in October, the city of Hendersonville, on its own, adopted an ordinance severely limiting the way junkyards could operate within the city. Such restrictions were included that no vehicle could be stored that could retain water or become a habitat for rats or other vermin. The biggest breakthrough occurred in October, when the county reached an agreement with Thomas Wilson, who had owned that junk and salvage yard on U.S. 25 at Hillgirt. The county would lease to him 1.5 acres next to the Stony Mountain landfill at $1 a year if he would close his operation on Asheville Road. This one move eliminated what has been called the county's worst eyesore. By the end of the year, Henderson County had enacted one of the toughest junk car ordinances in the state, and it was to take effect January 4, 1973. The new ordinance made it illegal to keep a junked car on private property except in junk yards. The teeth of the ordinance, the fact public officials or private citizens may swear out a warrant charging the owner of the property with violation of the ordinance. Conviction carried a fine of $50 or 30 days in jail. The ordinance is ingenious because it defines a junk car as one that fails to display a current license plate, and obviously that would require liability insurance, a car that has been partially dismantled, or one that's incapable of self-propulsion. Meanwhile, the Appalachian Study Group in Greenville finally began to make a move and did a survey of junk cars counted in each county. Local officials hit the roof when the Greenville bureaucracy said that the census in Henderson County was 750 cars. Actually, the county had already done its own count, and the volume exceeded 3,000 cars. An ultimate agreement worked out with the county and the Appalachian Group called for small sums of money to be allocated to the county to cover the expense of involuntary removal. The county's junkyard law, which was the product of the leadership of Bill Prim, backed by community organizations and hundreds of volunteers with full support from radio and TV, that law is still in effect as far as I know. The criterion, again, the vehicle must have a tag, which would include liability insurance. The vehicle must be partially dismantled or unable to move under its own power, and anybody can swear a warrant. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.